recording. This is the Podcast Weekly. Now, I've got a very important announcement I need to cover early on in this. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. This green screen thing behind me is getting kind of weird looking. It's, you can't see that, but I can. I had something interesting this week that I was looking through my symphony. I talk about the symphony editorials I do. Well, there's supposed to be podcasts that are in Stitcher and in the iTunes store, and they weren't there. I went look, and they're not there. It's been 2-3 years that I've been putting these things up, maybe longer. And I'm like, where are they? So I went into the back end and I did some tinkering, and I found out that something was wrong with my links on my end. So I got those fixed. So they're in the stores now. You can search. I mean, jesse.coffee has links, very, very quick and easy to find. You can search for them also, but I mean, it's they're there now in the Apple Store, in iTunes, whatever it's called. There's the Apple Store and there's iTunes and there's the iTunes Store. And I don't know what Apple is calling all the different stores that they have. I mean, is the iBook store different from the iTunes store? I mean, books or tunes? Call this free advice. I'll tell you what, we've got proof of concept. They should just call it the Apple Store and be done with it. I mean, even the App Store could be called the app because of the APP. There's just, okay, well, there we have it. Keep stuff simple. In fact, I myself in my life, I'm getting stuff simpler and simpler, consolidating more stuff around jesse.coffee and jessesteel.com. You know, do you want to know the real reason that I have jessesteel.com? Hold on, I'll tell you in a minute. George W. Bush was running for re-election. And he got to the end of the RNC convention and was giving his acceptance speech or whatever it was. And he said, you can go to georgewbush.com. And I said, you know, that's a good idea for me to have my own .com. So I'm going to keep jesseteel.com. I might use it one day in politics. Because I'm thinking about going into politics at some point. You know, I'm not actually that interested in being president. I'm actually interested in vice president. Because they're just, like the HBO series Veep is, as my mother would say, too true to be good. I mean, nobody wants to be vice president. Second place is the first loser, and that's the biggest first loser in the country, and the country's biggest in the world or whatever. I mean, like that's like, you know, I mean, not for population, but okay. So I'm rambling like Tony Stark. Did you enjoy the Tony Stark movies? I think, what was it? Was it Iron Man 3? A famous man once said, we create our own demons. And then, I'm not sure who he was famous, but I said it, and so he said it, and so because he said it, so I'm saying, okay, well, hold on, let me start over. Like, I've always enjoyed Tony Stark's speeches. It's quite endearing. You don't have to be an awesome speaker to be good at stuff. I mean, look at this guy, what is he? Is he Rick Scott? This guy in Florida? He's trying to get into the Senate, and the Democrats are trying to, well, actually, do you know what's going on in these counties? You've got stuff that really looks suspicious, massive voter fraud. More and more ballots show up after the election that were never there before. No one knew where they were and they want to count them. And they're violating all kinds of election counting transparency rules. Like, we're going to go count the ballot secretly and no one's allowed to watch us, including you people that are legally supposed to watch it. Like, get out. Like, that kind of stuff's going on. Like, I don't know all the details, but this is a, you've got two counties. He says just two counties. He said everybody knows what's going on, but I mean, shedding light on. I mean, this is massive exposure of what looks like a massive voter fraud operation was going on in California to try to tip the whole country. So I don't know what the truth is. I only know what the reports are. I mean, that's the job of any good reporter or journalist or so forth. So we've got exciting. No, I'm going to get into the elections when I get to the Taiwan special. No, I will be recording those today, and those videos will be available on Twitch. But those are going to go to Taiwan special. I did watch the election over here in Taiwan. I was watching the results. I watched everything come in, and I held my peace. And I'm writing about it at Pacific Daily Times, and then that should be in the podcast already by the time you're listening to this. Those should be available. Altogether, I think that, I mean, I was right. I said that the election would be favorable for Republicans, and it was. The interesting thing is this. I don't remember people talking about it at all in the media, that midterm years always trend down for the party that holds the White House. That's what they tend to do. And that if they go up for the party that holds the White House, that's unusual. Sorry, 3.5 hours of sleep. I actually woke up like 40 minutes before my alarm this morning on like only 3.5 hours of sleep. That's interesting. Okay, in case you need to know that. I mentioned this downward trend in midterm elections in one of the Pacific Daily Times editorials several months ago. Now, that those go out on Monday before Limbaugh does his program. And then later on, Limbaugh was saying the same thing on his show, like right after I said it. And then now everybody in Karl Rove is talking about it. People are writing articles about it. But I mentioned it before that. See, in the past, when the election would go down, like, you know, Democrats control the White House and then, a bunch of Republicans got elected in Congress, they would report it like it was this big surprise. Oh, look at that. The Republicans are gaining. Oh, the Republicans are losing. The Democrats are gaining. You know, the Democrats are losing. Like, it was always this, oh, my. You know, that was how it was always reported. No one ever said, dude, this is normal. This is how it goes, you know. No one was saying that. I said it first. I said it first, documented at Pacific Daily Times. There you go. See, there's a lot of stuff that I do before other people do it. It's my slogan, today's news yesterday. So you're listening to this, you're listening to me, you're going to be getting ideas that, you know, tend to come later. I live in the world of tomorrow. Ideas will come later and follow after me. Whether they got those ideas from me is another story. I'm not saying that I was the one that gave Limbaugh the idea after I wrote the blog and he had time to read it. And I do believe that he has read my blogs because he has responded to them on the radio before. I'm not saying that it's true just because the evidence points to that I am influencing the man who's running America. I'm only saying that I'm going to say it first. Other people might have the same idea, but not before I have it. That tends to happen. You know, another thing, too, I should probably get into this in the Taiwan special. Walk away. What is walk away? What's going on with walk away? There's lots of brilliant ideas. Zach Hing mentioned he was just in a live. He was in a live something. I don't know what they call it. It was a YouTube live thing. And he mentioned that. A lot of this, you know, help minorities, help women, let's, you know, hand out contraceptives and all that stuff. He says it sounds compassionate, but not when you look at it in the greater context. And there are a lot of ideas and explanations like this coming out of Walk Away. But we've got to ask ourselves, what is this Walk Away thing? Some guy says, yeah, I've been stupid most of my life. And he becomes famous on YouTube. What happened to the conservatives that were there for a long time? What is going on with that? Well, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to explain. There's a thing here going on. It makes sense. All right. So check out make sure you look at that Pacific Daily Times podcast. Whatever service you use, it should be easily available to you now. Or whatever reading preference you choose. See you tomorrow. Hear you tomorrow. See you. However that works. Tomorrow? Taiwan special?